So, the brain then is picking up visible light because it is visible light. It is an etheric instrument. It works off of the light principle and then executes it electrically and chemically. Now, as I'm pointing to this, we will get into how it ingests all this information. But let's go all the way up to ultraviolet. It is proven that ultraviolet rays damage that which is termed human flesh. That is correct. It's also proven that X-rays and gamma rays do the same thing. That is correct. So that if you have, then, the brain's ability to pick these up, why don't they damage the brain? The brain picks up all of those frequencies and has a latent facility within it in order to encode that information. The brain can pick up ultraviolet waves that are coded and interpret and completely change this body accordingly. Not only that, it can do it with X-rays and with gamma rays. Both, if you're unaware, are directly harmful to the body. But you see, inside of this brain and around it exist infrared, visible light, ultraviolet, all of these bodies, every one of these levels here has a body, a shell, that is made exclusively of this frequency. As your body constitutes its wavelength frequency at 8 hertz, you have bodies within this body that constitute the nature of the reality according to that frequency plane. And it's all layered in here, folded, enfolded in here. The brain then can go all the way up and process information that is so out of range of scientific human understanding, but that this brain can do it because the brain was created by gods who could use the brain to perceive the whole of what they are, all the way back to this point here. When did a master become a master? When they started enlightenment in the lower three levels, they become a master. Above visible light, then they have to master bringing forth an ultraviolet blue body working through this brain. And they have to bring that body to life and then use that body to do extraordinary feats. You only have to go to ultraviolet blue to raise the dead. You only have to go to ultraviolet blue to heal the sick. But look what else is left. The adepts, those entities that live for 10,000 years, 35,000 years, 400,000 years, they live in an electrical body. Now remember what I'm telling you. They live in an electrical body that works this body that is at the point of X-ray. And they can hold that energy field in this body. Think in those terms all the days of their life, and they will never die because their body is on a short frequency, shorter than microwave. Their body is on a short frequency that does not curve with time. It's a straight, short frequency. So their body never ages and it never dies. But to Christ, a Christ is one who has died and raised its body. So it had to have had a consciousness beyond ultraviolet blue. It had to have been able to use it here. But furthermore, a Christ is one who says, "My Father and I are one. I do not come from this kingdom. I come from another kingdom." This is an entity who is processing in the human brain that frequency called infinite unknown. They are the Lord of the universe. They are the Lord of matter. They are the Lord of the moon and the sun. They are the Lord of the void. They are the ultimate entities. They are the ultimate, they are the apex of humanity. And there's not very many of them that get there. Study, if you will, the initiate star for a moment. The red triangle means the evolution of the human being. Notice that its apex is pointed downward. The apex pointed downward means this, and that the point of focus is on sexual energy. Sexual energy means copulation, it means success and failure, and all the things that are connected with the first three seals. You start there. But when you end, you turn into the blue star, the blue point, the blue triad. And its point is pointing upward, meaning to infinite unknown. And it ends at a one-pointedness. That apex is doing this. And right at the top, infinite unknown here. That's a Christ. And so very few initiates are ever able to wear this cartouche, because most of them wear only the red triangle pointed downward, because they acknowledge that they are the human being. Those who get to wear the blue triangle pointed upward are in school. They are students of the great work. Only those who get to put them together are ones who have reached that peak and that point. So how did they do that? They did it with a human body that has a human brain, just like the one that's listening to me and looking at me now, just like this.